one of the things that coaches often tell their players is to man up. Sometime a daddy will tell his son to man up. Sometime co-workers will tell one another to man up. But how do you learn how to man up? We'll talk about that today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages from 1 Kings. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a look in the book.
How do you man up? There used to be a television show that came on at the end of last year from October to December. They ran about 8 episodes. It was a show that was centered around 3 men. 3 men who often act very childish. But these 3 men decided one day that they was going to do something that they had forgotten to do. And that one thing that they had forgotten to do was to start acting like a real man. As a matter of fact, that's why they named the show Man Up. But how do you man up? Well, from a biblical perspective, God has given us fathers to help us to man up. God has given us fathers to give us godly advice to help us to be the man or to be the woman that God has called us to be. And so from a biblical perspective, God has given us fathers to help us to man up. And so one of the ways that we can man up is by listening to what our daddies say, and by listening also to what our daddies never say. As a matter of fact, I ran across something on the computer that says daddy would never say. Something that daddy would never say. Y'all help me out during Mother's Day, so I want y'all to help me out during Father's Day as well, all right? So when I rub my head, I want you to say, daddy would never say. All right, you got it? Well, let's practice. When I rub my head, I want you to say, daddy would never say. All right, all right, all right. You ready for the first one? These are some things that daddy would never say. Oh, you don't have to clean your room. I'll clean it for you. Go ahead and take my truck. Here's $50 for the gas. Can you turn up that music? I love your tattoos. We should both get new ones. Here, you take the remote and watch TV all day. You can stay out all night and come home drunk. Girl, you can leave the house wearing your short dress. All right. Boy, you don't need a belt. Sag if you want to. You can go over your minutes on your cell phone and I'll pay the bill. You don't need a job. Just lay there and be lazy. I know my daddy wouldn't ever say that. Now, our daddies would never say those things, because if you say those kinds of things, you wouldn't help your child to man up or to woman up. And so daddy would never say something. But there are some things that daddy would say in order to help us to man up. As a matter of fact, there is a story in the Bible where there is a dying daddy on his deathbed is telling his son some good things in order to help him to man up. Can I show you that story this morning? It's found in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And the title, if you hadn't figured it out yet, of my message today is none other than Man Up. Look at what David says as he lays there on his deathbed. He gives Solomon final instructions. Look here, 1 Kings chapter 2, beginning with verse number 1. It says, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgment and his testimony. It is written in the law of Moses that thou may prosper in all that thou doest and whatsoever thou turn thyself. That the Lord may continue his words which he spoke concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to thy way to walk before me in truth with all thy heart, with all thy soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Amnah the son of Ner, and to Amasa the son of Jester, whom he slew, and slew the blood, shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle, and was about his loin and his shoes that was on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his hoary head go down to the grave in peace. But show kindness unto the sons of Zeli, the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at thy table. So they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimnah, the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Behurim, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. Now, therefore, hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou ought to do unto him. But his hoary head bring down to the grave with blood. So David slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then Solomon sat upon the throne of David, his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. Notice, David is on his deathbed. Listen, if you want to get the truth, there are two people that you can go to that will always give you the truth. One is a young child. If you want to get the truth, go to a young child, because a young child has nothing to lose. Or go to an old person, particularly somebody who's about to die, and listen to what they say, because they have nothing to gain. So if you want to get the truth, go to an old child, or a young child, or an old person, and they will give you truth. And so David here, an old man, 70 years old now, he's about to die, and he's given Solomon some godly advice. And matter of fact, this advice is some tough advice. It's tough advice for tough times. Because David knows that tough times never last, but tough people do. And so in order for you to be tough in this old mean world, sometime it takes some tough advice. And so David is giving him some tough advice. Before David go to the grave, David said, what you gonna have to do is show thyself a man. In other words, you gonna have to man up in order to make it, boy. See, Solomon is about 18, 19 years old, and he's getting ready to become king. And so David knew that Solomon was in for some tough time, and so he's now going to give him some tough advice. As a matter of fact, he gives him three things to remember. He gives him three things to remember. Can I give you those three things this morning? The first thing that he gave him to remember, he says, remember to keep the word of the Lord. That's the first thing, boy, you need to remember. You need to remember to keep the word of the Lord. Look here in verse number 3. Y'all gonna go with me today? He says in verse 3, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God. He said, whatever you do, boy, make sure that you keep the charge of the Lord. What do you mean? He says, because see, you're working for God, and you need to make sure that you obey your boss, who is God. You're working for God, therefore, keep the charge. Whatever God tell you, make sure you do it, because you're working for God. Let me tell you, men, do you know who you're working for? A lot of time we get up in the morning and we say, I'm going to work at Verizon. Or I'm going to work for AT&T or General Motors or General Dynamics. But let me tell you today who you're really working for. You're working for the Lord. Particularly if you are a child of God and have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, well, he is your boss, man. And so you got to keep the word of the Lord. Look. He says, keep his word, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgment and his testimony, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou may prosper in all that thou doest, and wherever thou turn thyself. He said, you ought to do that so you can prosper. Listen, do you know why you need to obey the word of the Lord? Do you know why you need to keep his testimony and keep this written law of everything that's in this book? Is so that you can prosper. It ain't so much to help God out. God said, I'm trying to help you out. If you keep his word, he says, then you'll make it. A lot of times I go around and I hear the brothers saying, I ask them, what's happening? What's going on? They said, trying to make it, man. I'm just trying to make it, you know, just not too much happening. I'm just trying to make it. Well, let me tell you how to make it. If you just keep the word of the Lord, God said you are prosper. If you go this way, if you go that way, if you go that way, wherever you go, God said you will prosper in it when you keep the word of the Lord. And not only will you prosper, he says so that your children can prosper. Look here in verse number 4. He said that the Lord may continue. Somebody ought to say continue. His word which he spoke concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Look at what he said. Not only if you obey me, will you have job security. He said, but your children will have job security. And their children will have job security. And their children will have job security. And their children will have job security. Until Jesus come back, they will always have job security. He said, all you gotta do, boy, is just keep the word of the Lord. I remember when the boys was little, I would always tell them, the only thing you really gotta do around here is obey your mama and your daddy. That's all you gotta do. You ain't gotta pay no light bill, no gas bill, no mortgage bill. You ain't gotta pay no bill. All you gotta do is just do one thing, and that's to keep the word of what your mama and your daddy done told you. And that's all we really got to do as children of God, is just to obey the word of the Lord. There's nothing more important than obeying the word of the Lord. If you want to bring job security to your family, he says you need to obey the word of the Lord. These are tough words that David is giving Solomon. David, why are you giving him such tough words? Because David knew that the only reason he got what he got is because somebody didn't do what they supposed to have done. See, David was a student of history. And David knew that God had told his predecessor, Saul the king, to go and destroy the Ammonites. And rather than him destroying and mopping them all off, he made a choice. He saved the good and destroyed the bad. And God came to him through the prophet Samuel and let him know that partial obedience is fully disobedience. When you obey God part of the way, really you are disobeying him all of the way. And because he rejected God, God rejected him. And he could no longer be king. See, we don't really realize that the decisions that you make on earth causes a response in heaven. See, the Bible talks about whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. There's going to be a corresponding response whenever you make a decision on earth. Something's going to happen in heaven. Something is going to be released. Oh, I know I'm right. Can I go to Bible country on you? The Bible says whenever a person repent of their sins and they turn to Jesus Christ and accept Jesus as their personal Savior, the Bible says that the angels in heaven shout for joy when a person repent of their sins. But in other words, when you obey God, some good things are released in your life. But when you disobey God, demons are released in your life. Don't you remember when Saul disobeyed God? Demons was released in his life, and he became demon possessed. And he started acting like a crazy man. And when he started acting like a crazy man, they had to go and find a little shepherd boy, David, to play some music there on his harp there in order to drive the demons away. But it takes more than music to just drive the demons away. You got to have the Holy Ghost in order to just drive the demon. And because he just about went crazy and started acting kooky and crazy, he just about lost his family. Then he just about lost his mind, and he lost his children, lost his friends, and about lost his army. Eventually, he lost his life, all because he didn't keep the word of God. See, when you don't keep the word of God, then God won't keep you. But if you keep the word, then God will keep you. Oh, I don't know if y'all feeling me this morning. But what is this I got in my hand here? What is this? Come on, talk to me. Come on, you can talk back to me. Amen. This is a car key. Car key to my car. There's power in this car key. I got a car out there. And this key allows me to enjoy my car. Yes, as a matter of fact, I got a button here. All I have to do is punch this button and it unlocks the car. I can go and get in the car. I can turn the ignition and I can listen to some good music there in my car. I can listen to the radio, or I can listen to the CD. All because I got this key. As a matter of fact, if I want to go somewhere, all I have to do is just crank it up. And I can drive around town. All because I got the key. As a matter of fact, I can go and get my wife. Bump, bump. Let her come on in there with me. And both of us can drive around town together. We can enjoy life together. All because I got the key. As a matter of fact, I can bump up and pick up the kids. Y'all come on in. Get in. Get in. Amen. And I can drive my whole family around. All because I got wherever they need to go. I can take them wherever they want to go. All because I got the key. But if I lose this key, even though I got a car, I can't even get in it now. Why? Because I don't have the key. Even though I got a radio, I got a CD player, I can't even enjoy my radio, a CD player. You know why? And I lost my key. I can't let my wife get in the car now. Why? Because I don't have a key. I can't take my children where they need to be. Why? Because I don't have a key. Let me ask you, what is this?
Sent down the glory. Many things you were on earth.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.